At the start of the last century, the Edward M. Cotter came into service, and for 116 years, it's been an invaluable asset to the city's firefighters. Underneath its many powerful pumps, capable of spouting 15,000 gallons of water per minute, its hull made of Swedish steel does more than just keep the boat afloat. In the city's colder months, it breaks the thick ice that forms along the Buffalo River.
To keep the river flowing and keeping the areas of Cheektowaga, West Seneca, etc., from flooding up river. Once that river freezes over, there's a chance of ice blockage, and that would cause extreme flooding.
That's Fireboat Conservancy President Sandy Beckman. In addition to serving as a working asset for the city, Beckman makes sure the boat continues to be a floating museum available to the public. He and his fellow conservationists are hoping to expand that role and bring the Cotter into the curriculum of local schools. They've even got an exact replica of the boat to show to students.
We'd like to get the school children informed about what the boat is, and since it's so close and it will be open for tours and stuff, it's one of those things that they can get a real hands-on experience.
This weekend, the boat is open to the public for tours and a celebration of its service. Beckman says the goal is to keep opening it up to the public in warmer months. So happy birthday, Edward M. Cotter. Here's to another 116 years. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.